Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Welcome to another edition of the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. I'm Mark Kaywood, joined today with Kyle Alexander, Mach 1 Financial Group. Kyle, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing great, Mark. I really appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy day to produce this awesome vehicle we have to educate our clients.
That's right.
It's really cool to be able to do this, and we appreciate your time.
Well, we're glad to be able to do it, and today I got a special topic I want to talk to you about. And you may think I'm crazy because we're here at all-time record highs in the market right now. But today, I want to talk about market correction.
Wow, okay.
You got to be prepared for when the market goes down. And it seems anytime the market is moving in a downward direction, we see people react in a lot of different ways, and a lot of times they're not good ways to react in this circumstance. So tell us what you would say to these people reacting in each of these following situations. First, I want to talk about is overtrading. You know, they try to outsmart the market by constantly moving money around into one account to another fund. What would you say to this type of person?
Yeah, I'd probably say unless you've really earned your stripes on Wall Street or you've really worked hard to become an outstanding, decent day trader, I guess, or an outstanding day trader, stocks are one of the most volatile ways to try to make a lot of money. And certainly if you're trying to outsmart the market without being a part of the machine, we'll call it the Wall Street machine, you're going to probably lose more times than you win. Certainly, even those of us who do this for a living, stocks are one of those things where it really makes a lot of sense to understand the companies you're investing in, perhaps buy a couple of stocks that you really believe in, and stick with those companies over the long haul. And being a day trader or trying to outsmart the market is truly one of the more challenging things that somebody can take on if they're not experienced in dealing with those types of issues. So I say also that it's a lot harder to try and time the market consistently and try to move money from one account to another investment account than probably any other strategy there is, because timing the market is truly a fool's game, in my opinion. There are also other issues that you have to deal with if you're trying to churn, if you will, or continue to take stocks in and out of position on a rapid fire basis. There can be things such as short-term redemption fees that you might not be expecting. It can also affect your taxes in a potentially negative way. There are also some rules about the timing on when you can leave and enter a stock position and how frequently you can do that. So I'd say overtrading, which is, I think, one of the terms you used, is best left to people who have a real understanding of why they are taking this approach strategically. Even then, the so-called pros, the day traders, the Wall Street sharks, get it wrong. The difference is they've been able to amass enough money to kind of soften those blows. So I'd say be cautious. That would be my answer.
All right. Isn't it funny how you get people that they buy into the plan, the idea of a personal plan, and then when the market takes that dip, they start to worry, they start to panic, and it leads to all sorts of interesting financial decisions. And that panic's the next thing I want to talk about. You get these folks who, you know, maybe you listening or one of them, you just have that constant worry that market losses are going to lead to just financial ruin, leave you destitute on the street. What would you say to those people?
Yeah, for one, we certainly have clients that like to watch what happens in the market every day, and they watch it very closely, and they get wrapped up in it. It's almost like a soap opera for them. I don't know. Emotionally, they just must get some sort of charge out of it. We get paid to deal with that, and it's not a whole lot of fun from our perspective because, you know, we're trying to look at this from a longer-term vantage point. But if you're so stressed about the market and you worry about it every single day, let's say, then it's only going to amplify that worry in your psyche to look at it every day. It's not going to make that better. Watching it's not going to make it better. And if you're a person that is in constant panic mode, you might actually not be exactly suited to invest in the market at all. You may want to not take on so much risk in your investment solutions because you really just don't enjoy it. It makes you kind of sick to your stomach when things don't go well and so forth. So perhaps you can find an advisor maybe with a lengthy interview process. You go out and you visit with a number of different financial advisors, people that you think you can trust, and you evaluate their capabilities and skills, and maybe you hand that worry off to those folks. That's what they get paid for, right? You know, and I think that might be a good strategy to take. Or perhaps you might not be a good fit to invest in the market at all. Perhaps the best solution for you is investing in CDs or fixed index annuities, money markets, or perhaps in your mattress. And maybe that's the best way to approach it to fit your personality. Right. I just don't know what to tell you about that. I mean, certain people just aren't fit to take on risk. They don't like the way that makes them feel. And there are lots of different ways to kind of mitigate those anxieties, right? And there's nothing wrong with investing in, you know, CDs and annuities and money markets and more, you know, risk-averse investments. For some people, that's the right thing for them just because they don't have a tolerance for the risk it takes to make a higher upside in the marketplace. So anyway, that's a general thought on it. And in the end, regardless of where you fall on the spectrum, if you haven't done an in-depth risk analysis to understand where you stand on the horizon of risky investments, perhaps now is a good time to take that next step and really have a better understanding of what your risk tolerance is when it comes to investing. And we can certainly help you do that. And I think if you don't have an advisor today, or even if you do and you haven't gone through this exercise, it's probably a good thing to at least sit down with someone and complete that exercise.
Yes, absolutely. A personalized plan is an important thing, and it can leave you with peace of mind and kind of take away from that panic that you might be experiencing. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, you mentioned there being a spectrum of reactions. It seems like other folks just kind of want to ignore everything, just stick their head in the sand and say, you know, I'll start opening my statements again once the market starts going back up. I don't think right. That's a smart play either, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I only really have one piece of advice for you if you're an ostrich, right? And that is, if you're not going to pay attention to where you're driving and make course corrections on the map for your financial success, you need to let somebody else do it. Because if you're too afraid to make decisions relative to your financial future, the chances of you running off the road are pretty high. Because you do have to watch what's going on with your finances. You do have to make course corrections periodically with your investments, because markets change. History is never a good indicator of what's going to happen in the marketplace when it comes to stocks and bonds and mutual funds and all of those things, because every market is different and they have different economic forces that are driving them, as well as different psychological impacts that are going on in the economy. So these are things that you can't use as a directional course correction or even information on how to behave. Some of it is generic enough that you could probably take some inference from it, but I would suggest that if you're going to stick your head in the sand, hand over that steering wheel to somebody who is going to pay attention so you don't run off the road and make a financial crash, so to speak, happen in your life. It's not necessary. Let somebody else take on that worry. That's what those folks get paid to do. And whether it's us or some other financial expert that you trust, just don't let go of the wheel.
Kyle, you know, we've talked about the worry wart. We've talked about the ostrich. What about the Superman, folks who have overconfidence? Maybe you're out there and you're saying, well, if the market goes down, it's not a big deal. It'll come back eventually. It's, as they say, a paper loss.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that we mentioned before. I mean, markets zig and zag. It's really what they do. And markets change along with economic conditions and psychology. I mean, we talked about that. I would just say that sometimes buy and hold will work with the right stocks, and being overconfident in stocks that you're comfortable with, that's okay. And certainly if you work for a particular company that you have a lot of vested interest in, then you want to have some stock in those types of companies, and you want to buy and hold and see how things turn out. And I think, you know, it bears, you know, a rational thought that somebody that has that level of confidence in their company would have perhaps an overconfident view of the market and where it might be headed relative to their individual stock positions. I would say that if you look at it from a different perspective and you don't have those vested relationships, like perhaps in 2008 when the market went down almost 39%. There were some people who did a good job of avoiding that, right, by going to cash or making some other decisions. And that downturn didn't affect them nearly as much as the people that just, you know, were overconfident and said, hey, the market's going to come back one day, and they just let it ride all the way down. So there's precedent for people making proactive decisions to avoid those things. And I would say that usually those people are not the ones that are watching television and occasionally looking at their portfolio on E-Trade. Those are the folks that are probably going to make that decision to just ride it all the way down to the bottom. Those folks that are able to get out and go to cash and kind of avoid all of those losses and mitigate at least some of those losses, let's say, those folks are going to be a lot better off in the next 4 to 5 years if that market crash happened today, for instance, than folks that rode it all the way down, because you don't have as far to recover. So overconfidence can lead to some pretty tragic decisions that could come back to haunt you for 4, 5, and even 6 years down the road as you work to get back to even if we have major market losses. So having somebody in your court who is in this business, who is a financial expert, certainly can help give you direction. They might not get all the timing right, and certainly trying to time the market is never the right thing to do. But knowing when to step aside is certainly a good part of the decision equation, and knowing when to get back into that market, or at least within a range of probability that you're going to get some upside from doing that. And really, after all, it is the market. You know, the market is driven by psychological forces and economic forces. And sometimes fear and greed mean more to the market than supply and demand. Knowing when to make the right decision based on those market forces can make all the difference in the world. And that is hard to do. And getting some guidance from somebody to help you with those decisions can always be a positive influence, in my opinion.
If you're out there and you're the type of person who tries to time the market, maybe you're overconfident, maybe you are the worrywart, maybe you're the one that pulls the money out and then misses the historic gains. But like Kyle said, there are solutions for that. And Kyle and David at Mach 1 Financial Group are equipped to help you with those spectrum of emotions that you're going through when the next correction comes. So if you've listened today and you have questions, or maybe you want to come in and just kind of get a checkup on where your plan is right now, give the team a call at 479-876-2100. You can also go online and submit your questions and find out more information at Mach-1Financial.com. I'm Mark Haywood for Kyle Alexander. We'll see you on the next Mach 1 Market Moment podcast. Investment advisory services are offered through Capel Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.